The Missouri Public Utilities Alliance has issued a memo saying it continues to see grid reliability notices and steep price signals from energy markets as prolonged record low temperatures continue to impact the Midwest. The memo says the Southwest power pool continues to fluctuate in and out of dire grid stability warnings. The Mid-Continent Independent System Operator continues in a maximum generation event, but has not implemented measures that could initiate controlled blackouts at this time. Marshall Municipal Utilities General Manager Jeff Bergstrom explains grid reliability is extremely important.
By the grid, that's the transmission system. I think SPP covers 12 states. The demand on the grid that SPP manages is still short generation. You know, the load is up and they're short on supply. So we've got another notice to conserve immediately and pass that on to our customers.
Bergstrom urges residents to continue to limit usage of major appliances as much as possible.
Large appliances are really a big thing to avoid. Ovens, dishwashers, washers, dryers, electric heat. If you've got an electric hot water heater, avoid use of any hot water. But those are the big ones, you know, appliance use. If you're not in a room, you know, leave the lights off, those type of things. Anything anybody could do is going to help or would be appreciated. I mean, we're looking at this for another day or two. We did send out those things yesterday and some reminders, and we just want to continue to let people know we're not out of the woods yet. We're still facing some shortages on the grid itself.
Bergstrom says even though MMU right now is producing more electricity than Marshall residents need, every little bit of Marshall residents can do to conserve energy is a plus for everybody.
We do have generation running. We're generating more than we're using. It's really not a local issue as much as it is a grid issue. And then anything we can do locally to help the grid out helps us out. Because without the grid, we would be in the dark as well. We want to do whatever we can to support and improve the reliability of the grid itself.
In other news, COVID-19 vaccination events scheduled in Marshall today and tomorrow have been rescheduled. According to Saline County Health Department Administrator Tara Brewer, the events have been rescheduled as a result of shipping delays due to the weather.
Vaccine clinics that were supposed to be held on Thursday and Friday at Missouri Valley College through Fitzgibbon Hospital and Saline County Health Department have been rescheduled to February 23rd.
Brewer says the appointments for today and tomorrow will be honored at next week's event. Temperatures are still very cold and road conditions are a bit treacherous in spots. Thus, several schools in the KMMO listening area will be closed again today, while some others will be distance learning and starting late. According to administrators, Bright Beginnings Preschool, Prairie View State School, and St. Peter's in Marshall are closed. Also closed are Concordia Public and St. Paul's Elementary in Concordia, Fayette R3, E.W. Thompson State School in Sedalia, Gillum C4, Glasgow Public, Head Start, and St. Mary's in Glasgow, Hardeman R10, Hardin Central, Lafayette County C1 in Higginsville, Miami R1, New Franklin, Odessa R7, Arrearville R4, Otterville, Pettis County R5 in Houstonia and Hughesville, Pettis County R12 at Dresden, Pilot Grove C4 in St. Joseph in Pilot Grove, Sacred Heart in Sedalia, Santa Fe Schools in Alma and Waverly, Slater Public Schools, Sweet Springs R7, and Trinity Lutheran in Alma. All those schools are closed. Norbert R8 schools will start classes at 10:30 this morning. School districts distance learning include Marshall Public Schools, Blackwater, Henry County R1 in Windsor, Emmanuel Lutheran in Higginsville, and Maltabend R5. John will update you on today's weather forecast after the news. Now, all three suspects accused of multiple felonies, including kidnapping nearly 3 years ago, are scheduled to have court proceedings today. A release from the Higginsville Police Department says on April 26, 2018, authorities arrived at the scene of the reported kidnapping at the Super 8 Motel and arrested the three men. Jaciel Akdala Mendez Morales, Elaine Gaspar Camarillo Lanon, and Luis Angel Sierra Valina have been charged with multiple felonies. Each defendant pleaded not guilty on April 30, 2018. A case review for Sierra Valina is set for 8:45 this morning, and pretrial conferences for Mendez Morales and Camarillo Lanon are scheduled for 3 o'clock this afternoon at Lafayette County Circuit Court. KMMO News Time is 7:36. massive Christian burial for 89-year-old Martha Vollmer of Pilot Grove, who died Sunday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Pilot Grove, where prayers of the rosary will be said at 9 a.m., followed by visitation until service time. Burial will follow at St. John's Cemetery in Clear Creek. Meisenheimer Funeral Home in Pilot Grove is in charge of arrangements. Jerry Lawson, age 77, of Fayette, died Monday. There will be no funeral service, but visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to noon Saturday at Fremont Freeze Funeral Home in Fayette. Burial with military honors will follow at Boonesboro Cemetery. Funeral service for 85-year-old Patricia Feltner of Marshall, who died February 12th, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Funeral service for 92-year-old Erna Grivey of Alma, who died February 13th, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alma, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia is in charge of arrangements. Visitation for 67-year-old Tom Sullivan of Merriam, Kansas, and formerly of Slater, who died February 13th, will be held from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday at Weicker Funeral Home in Slater, where private family funeral service will follow. Burial will follow at Slater City Cemetery. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day at our website, KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.